Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to have Rabbi Bobliansky, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Greater Washington. We were just there a few weeks ago, and I met Rabbi Lopiansky, and also afterwards, I heard from some many people who know him personally about how he's an incredible mechanic, and he's written many svarim, and definitely someone we can learn a lot from, definitely. So without any further ado, Rabbi Lopiansky, b'chavod.
I actually used to have a kesher with the old city. I used to teach Neish HaTorah for 7-8 years in the 80s. And I knew of a yeshiva here. The yeshiva, I've met Talmidim over the years from Birkas HaTorah. I always wondered where it was. Somehow I didn't know where it was located. And Baruch Hashem, it's like a hidden jewel, almost stuck in, nestled in with a lot of tzniyos in the middle of nowhere, kind of. Baruch Hashem, anything that's tzenua has a lot of atzlocha and brocha. So Baruch Hashem, I guess the brocha will be that it becomes less tzenua and more known and appreciated. These are the parashas this week of the Mishkan, and there is a lot of tremendous amount of rimazim. The Rama, who's the known sefer of the Rama, the known sfarim, are very halacha oriented. And it seems to be just dry halacha. He actually wrote a whole sefer, Torah Zola, which is the rimazim of the Beis Hamikdash, the Karbanis, everything about it, great detail, a little bit Kabbalistic, a little bit philosophical. So every nuance was obviously extremely, extremely significant. And it's important to get a feel for each Nekuda. I want to speak about something that Ibn Ezra's Meir. You have, for instance, the Shulchan was Mitzupe Zahav. So even on Derech HaPshat, it's made of wood. Gold is extremely expensive. You can't make something making out of solid gold. It's very, very, very expensive. You save it like for the menorah. The Shulchan, it's a yofi that you cover with gold. So it's wood and covered with gold. So the way we understand it is the Shulchan is made out of eitz, and there's a tzipui of zov to make it nicer. Anything else that was mitzupe zohav, the way one would see it is they couldn't make it totally out of zohav, and the mitzupe zohav. The one that's the yotzim in aklal, the one that seems extremely strange to understand, is the aron. The aron was made of three boxes: gold, wood, and gold. So you're making a box out of gold. So if the urn has to be out of gold, so fine, you have it. You obviously were. It's chashuv enough that you make an entire box out of gold, and combine the two boxes together. You certainly have a thickness that's needed. So why the wood insert in the middle? That's even as a shiloh. Mele, if they would just brush it with gold, like they'd be mitzapit. So okay, we understand it. But here, there was a kpeda, and as a matter of fact, the gold overlapped it a bit. So you had a much bigger gold boxes, and gold, and wood and gold. It also, normally, the tzipui, by definition, is always outside. You paint the exterior of something. You don't paint the interior of something, because the paint, anything that's called a tzipui is there for the sake of beauty. So an exterior, so I understand the exterior aron would be mitzupe, but the interior, why would you be mitzapin in interior as well? It's something where the function of yoifi is for the chutz, if that's its function. I mean, the shulchan, there is no inside really, so it makes sense the whole thing's mitzupe, but here it is. That's an akuda I'd like to talk about and to understand a little bit. Some of the points, a point made here, Reb Tzadik says, but I'm developing it in a different way and so on. the content of what Atzei Shittim represent, Chazal use it, Chazal say, it's Medrash Tanchuma, that Yovei Atzei Shittim v'yechapru al Maise Shtus. Chazal say it by the Mizbeach. The Medrash is by Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is made of Atzei Shittim. Yovei Mizbeach, that Yovei Atzei Shittim v'yechapru al Maise Shtus. So the Atzei Shittim have in themselves some sort of quality of being mechaper a Maise Shtus. The Chazal also say that they, by the Maise, by Baal Peor, it says that it was in Shittim that they did a Maise Shtus. So the word Shittim is associated with the concept of something that's a Maise Shtus. Like Chazal say, a person is not chotel and that's what it's associated with. Somewhere along the line, it's affiliated, represents it. It's hard to understand. Normally, you use something similar in a way where you say this could be used for good, this could be used for bad. But how in the world shtus? It's almost like saying this time the evil was used for the good. A shtus, I've never heard the word shtus used in a positive sense. So you know, it's not like you say a person put his foot down. Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's good. A person was very giving. Sometimes you say it's too much, sometimes it's not enough. The word shtus I've yet to hear in a positive context. There was in the Mir, when they before they escaped to Shanghai, there was a big machlokas in the yeshiva if they should go, they do it or not. I mean, now we know it worked, but it was a crazy idea. It made no sense whatsoever. No part of it made any sense whatsoever, and it seemed really to be the most ridiculous idea. So Reb Chatzis Levenstein was against it. The older Chabura was for it. They had a big argument. They carried the day, and everybody ended up in Shanghai. At the end, someone came over to Reb Chatzis Levenstein, one of the Gedolei Mir who had fought to go that route, and basically told him, "You see, we were right." So Reb Chatzis Levenstein told him, "A shtus that's successful is still a shtus." In other words, it doesn't start. It's like somebody spending $1,000 on lottery tickets and he happens to win the lottery. It's not a simon that he was right. It's a simon that Hashem Yipsoyim Hashem. It's not a simon that was a. So what we're saying, shtus, a yovatzi shitim, which are obviously comes from the word shtus, and it's mechapa on a maise shtus. What exactly is the quality of shitim that we're talking about? I'm sorry? Mahana Shitase over there means, despite the fact that it was a shtus, it somehow worked. It doesn't raise the word of shtus. It just says that, you know, it worked for him. It's the same flavor as what I said. Correct. So let's understand a little bit the point over here. The in a person's kaima, in a person's If we analyze a person's train of actions, we have actions, and we have seichel that are meant to dictate a person's actions. But seichel itself is really, in a sense, it's like a steering wheel. It's not an engine. So, for instance, if a person if a person is very, very, very bright, and I'll tell you, you know, he was never matzlich. He never built up a business. Why? Never wanted to make money. Didn't care for it. He never did well in school. Why? He didn't care for it. Seichel, it's only as good as the engine that's driving it. So we have a steering wheel and you have brakes. That's very, very good. But if there's no motor and nothing's driving it, then it's not going anywhere. The person's drive is, we'll call it rotzen, cheshek, tshuka, that drives a person. One of the izboninus in Maase Hashem is whenever they try to explain the world of Piderach HaTeva, it can never explain life, because things are things. So why is this rack here? Because the wind blew it here. Why did the wind blow it here? Because there was a warm current that came there and heated up the air. I can keep going with that, but the rack just sits there. Every cell, forget about the complexity of the cell, but every cell is doing something. It's constantly doing. It's taking in, spitting out. You cannot define it in terms of chemistry. You can define a rock in terms of chemistry. This rock is smaller because there was a lot of rain, there was acid, whatever. A cell is doing, there's something driving it to survive. And it's in a constant motion to keep itself better. So there's a driving force in a person. That force is called a taiva, cheshek, or rotzen. Now, this rotzen is a blind koyach, so just like an engine, if you light the engine, the car will go. It will drive itself off a cliff, till it crashes into something, it'll smash into something. That is the nature of that engine. So an engine keeps going, and unless it's controlled, it is not. It will destroy itself. So a person has in himself two, at the very shorish of a person, we have two kochos. One is the engine, and that's the koch of drive, and one is the control and direction, which is the seichel and the das of a person. Chazal gave a mashal for this when they speak about the guf and neshama, about the blind man and the limping person. It says, I said, love, Baruch Hu put together the guf and neshama. It gave a mashal, blind and a person who's limping. The person who's limping can't go any place. The person who is blind will keep going until he destroys himself. The koyach of taiva and ruts in a person is blind. The koyach of seichel and das is incapacitated. It's not a drive. It is a koyach, and that's all it is. It's just a control. It's an understanding. It's a control, but it does not initiate anything, and does not drive anything. So in a person, at the seat and the heart of a person, you have these two kochos. The koach, if we're living, means we're driven. We drive, we want to survive, we want to get ahead, we want to indulge. Depending on where and how we've shaped and controlled our taivas and tzonos, that's where we're going with it. That koyach itself tends to be destructive, but you can't say if that without that koyach you'd be better, because without that koyach you'd be dead. A person who is, God forbid, see somebody who's terribly depressed, that's what you see in him. You see a person who's not going anywhere. It's as if that life force has stopped, and it's a terrible thing to see, because the person is, in all practical senses, not alive, not interested in anything, not pushing anything, not wanting anything. So the those are the two koyches. There's a Zohar HaKadosh, an incredible Zohar. It says that Reb Chista and Reb Yitzchak, he came by and he asked Reb Yitzchak, why is it that Chazal don't get together and limit the koach hataiva in the bria? It's such a destructive koach. Why don't Chazal get together and diminish it and make it available only for zivug? That's what it should be. In other words, only when the person needs it for that moment, and that's it. So this is piggybacking off the Gemara in Yuma, that they tried to mevatel it and they couldn't, because and people stop having children. So he said, okay, let's limit it to that. So he said the Yetzirah, which means the Koyach HaTayiv and the Ratzon, that's in context over there, is vital for the Bria, because Ilav Yitzra Ched Besod D'Shmait Zoleka, there'd be no Geshmak and Tam in learning. And therefore, since learning is meant to be all the time, you need to have that drive available. So the Zohar is telling us that the koach and the drive of the rutzen for learning and understanding is the same as the koach and the rutzen for taiva. It just depends where it manifests itself. But without that koach and without that cheshek, then learning would be dull. It wouldn't be. It would no engine. The car would be going no place. The Rambam, it's fascinating. There are arguments. As far as we know, the Rambam did not have access to Kabbalah. There's some letter somewhere which is pretty much proven to be fraud, the forged, nothing. But it's striking how many times the Rambam's approach echoes, resonates extremely well. It seems as if it came, two approaches to Emes came together. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Tshuva says, "Kol osek b'Torah kidei lekabel schar." He says, the Rambam starts. It's fascinating why it's in Chastruva, but the last prayer goes like this. A person should not be osek in mitzvahs and chachmas Torah in order to get all the brachas aksuvas ba. Even olam haba. Ein roi lavas Hashem derech zeh. She oived al derech zeh hu oived mi yira ve'ein amailas anevil maiz chachamim. That's not the appropriate way. What is appropriate way? He says, "Ha'oved me'ava osik b'torah v'mitzvus v'holok b'sivus ha'chachmas lo mipnei dova ba'olam v'lo mipnei yiras hadas ara v'lo yikdei liras ha'toiva ela ois emes eishu emes," and so on. And he says, "V'keitzad hiyo ava ru'uya." What is ava that's appropriate? She'yoravas Hashem ava gdoli yaseira azimaod. That he has an incredible avat Hashem, which he's talking about the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning, through being masculine. That's the only ad shetei nafshek shuvas av Hashem v'nimtzor shoyge botomid, and he's constantly engrossed in it, he's obsessed with it, ki luchoylas choyli ava, like a person is obsessed with a love affair, shein daito pnuyam avas eshisha. He's thinking nothing but about that woman, v'shoge beitomit, and he's constantly obsessed with it. Bein b'shiftei, whether he's sitting, bein mikumo is getting up, bein b'shoshu oichal b'shoise. Yes, emzeti Hashem b'leiv oyavav shoge beitomit. So the Rambam couldn't find any other mashal, but the mashal of somebody in a physical love affair. In other words, it's not the nicest of things to bring a mashal. The Rambam is bringing this mashal because this is the mashal. There's a reason why Shir HaShirim deals with the love of a man and a woman, and it means the love of the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael. It's because the koach of Ratzon in a person is a koach that be'etzem is beyond das. That's that koach in the person, and it expresses itself l'ra in the world of physical taiva, and it expresses itself in the ultimate good when a person is being shoyge b'tamid taira, the way he's talking about. It's that same zayar of the chedvus of the shmeitzer is this yetzahara. That is the Chedus of the Shmaitzah. That's this Rambam over here. I want to add a point. The Rambam here is contrasting Lishma and Shalei Lishma. And he's saying, some seems simple. And then he says, even Olam Haba and so on. You shouldn't do it for Olam Haba and so on. The Rambam is not, where is he coming from? In other words, where is he learning the idea of Lishma and Shalei Lishma? He's not bringing the mission of Amnasa Kabbal Schar. That's not the point he's coming for, I think. What he means is, every time that I do something Shalei Lishma, it's the Seichel at work and not the Ratzon. Let's take an example. I need to study for a test. I don't want to study for a test. I don't want to study Bechlal. So if it's left up to me, I wouldn't touch the book. I wouldn't touch I wouldn't study. But my Seichel says, listen, someday you want to make a nice living. The only thing you can do right now is maybe deliver pizzas. Delivering pizza is not a nice living. It's going to be wretched. You want to live it up. If you want to live it up, you have to study, get whatever it is, become this, that, the other thing, and then you'll have it. So every time, Shaloi Lishma, by definition, is a function of Seichel. It's a connection between something I want to have and something I need to have to get there. That's every Shaloi Lishma. It's the Seichel that connects the two, because I Betzim don't want to do it. When I do something lishma, it's a pyramid of things. So why doing X? Because I want to get I want to become a big lawyer. And why do you want to get a big lawyer? Because I want to get a great job. Why do you get a job? I want to make a lot of money. Why do you make a lot of money? I want to golfing in the best golfing places. Why do you want to go golfing best golfing places? Because that's what I want to do. You've touched on the kuda over here of atzmius. There's an old Chabad Vart. It's very sharp. It says the question is asked, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? And the answer is, it says, Eva loy Moshe v'tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu craved, the word Eva is like Moshe Taiva, craved Adira v'tachtonim. And they say, and on a Taiva you don't ask questions. In other words, it's a very sharp phrase. What it means is, by definition, once I describe something as Ratzon be'etzem, there is no questions. Because questions are when I'm building up to it. Questions in the world of Chachma. This is there. So if I'm to ask a person, what is Chachma? What is a person's, my association with Chachma is HaTorah. So, its first answer would be Chachma. It has to do with my mind, with my Seichel, with understanding, and so on. But that in itself is sterile. Chachma, in the sense of Seichel, is not something that explains learning. It says the belief kol chachma lev leyov chachma elah hakimim belief kol chachma lev nasati chachma. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chachma only to chachma lev. What it means is chachma lev means that people who desire chachma, who crave chachma, they're the ones who get chachma. Chachma does not land as a lifeless tool in an environment that's lifeless and that's not going to drive that in any way, in any sense. So the Rambam is telling us over here, and there, it's fascinating. The only other place where the Rambam speaks about this is in Arayis, the end of Yisurei Bia. He says, what are the things that can help a person stay away from Arayis? It's such a strong drive and so much, and he speaks about Yichud and lightheadedness and so on. And then he says the ultimate antidote is this, is learning, because Machshavas Arayis are only in a leiv poni michachma. And then he brings the same pasuk, like it says, Va'avasot tiske tomid. So the point is, the Rambam is not, he's saying all the other things I gave you are eitzes. If you stay away from yichud, or too much light interaction with a woman, then that's a good barrier. But the etzem antidote is to use the koyach hataiva and tshuka for something else. It was something that was, so let's go back to the parasha itself. So now we understand a little bit about the way the Aron is built. It's not the Zohav and the Atzei Shittim are two separate elements that are twins and both necessary for it. Because it's very different. In the Shulchan was made of eights, and the Zohav was just a tzipui. Over here, it really was two frameworks. Now, Zohav, again, in the world of Ramazim and in the world of what it stands for, is something that is associated with Midas Adin, which is associated with Midas Adin is cut straight, Yikov Adin Esahar. Adin is very, very bounded, very finite. It has its boundaries. It corresponds to Seichel more than anything else in that we're aware of. You know, a din, a dayan, is midas adin. Midas adin is sharp, straight, this and not this, and so on and so forth. So the chitzonius of the kli kibul for Torah is zohav, because it's all about din and mishpat and so on. But that's not the panemius of what drives a person to it. What drives a person to it is the koyach of shtus of the Atzei Shittim. The yavoi, yes, the word shtus in the sense of an unbridled, uncontrollable ahava is shtus, and it's the midah that is the core, the ultimate midah for Talmud Torah. There's a balance here, and it's an incredible balance that the Torah put in a person. Just like when we're driving a car, the steering wheel keeps the wheels straight and aligned the way it's supposed to go. But once you have it aligned properly, you want it to keep going. As long as no obstacle and so on, it's the engine running the car. Seichel and Das need to make the decision of where and how we express our koach hataiva. So on the one hand, Seichel and Das explains it's Seichel and Das are koveya, what we do with our tzaynis, which direction to channel it to. But once we've channeled it to what we know is right, we cast away those limitations and we open up this ava b'gvulas. A simple mashal: when a person is dating and trying to find the appropriate mate, so we use seichel. We try to use seichel and we try to use as to say, is this appropriate, is this good or not? Once you are koveya, you expect that the relationship go beyond gvulas and seichel. It becomes something that has no gvulas, because that's the nature of real ava. So the Das and the Rotzen, the Das and the Tshuka, have a very fascinating interplay over here. On the one hand, the Das is Kaveya direction, but once the Das is in place, then everything else goes unbridled. The Chitzonis of the Aron, which are the Gvulos, they're what give it its shape and limitations and so on. That is Din, Mishpat, Seichel, Das, and so on. Its content, in the sense of what it is being Kaveya, Emes, which is a pool of Seichel. But its Teichen, its inner drive, its core, is Atzei Shittim. It was one of the things in our Mesoris of the Litvische Yeshivas that a tremendous emphasis was placed on learning. If you ask yourself, what are you supposed to get in yeshiva? There would always be a geschmack in learning. that was, and a lot of the style of the learning and the direction, a lot of how to, what to bear down on, what not to bear down on, was a lot nikva by the idea. The main thing is they should enjoy learning, and they should learn, and everything else will fall into place. So the enjoying of the learning, and this is what Reb Chaim Volozhin very much put, you know, made clear, is not ancillary. The candy you give to a kid to learn is ancillary. It's a shalei lishma, and you give him the candy, and he'll associate with learning, he'll learn. But the pnimius of hana and chuk and learning is the pnimius kesh and chibah that person has with it. It's not a side thing. It's something that that's the kesha. Anything that's with seichel has gvulos, and that's not a real bond. You know, whenever you say that my love is conditional, it's not love. It's, you know, it's a deal. It's a contract. But anything that the word av is associated with it is this vedafka. There's a pasuk in Yoel. In one of his tvuos of Lasid Lavo, it says Vahoya Bayemahu Yitfu Haharim Asis, the mountains will be dripping with juice, wine, Vagvos Telachna Cholov, and the hills will have milk, Vhalafika Yehuda Yelchomoyim. Umayon mi beis Hashem yetze, and a fountain will go out, a wellspring will go out from beis Hashem. Vehishko es nachal hashitim, and it's going to water the plains of Shittim. Rashi brings a medrash, yechape alavoin pa'oyer. In other words, And Rashi says this also in Scharia on a Mayan Yetzim Beis Hashem is also going on the same Mayan and so on. In other words, the tikkun of Lasid Lavo is not that Taiva will disappear. The tikkun of Lasid Lavo is that the Beis Hashitim will be nourished by the Mayan that goes out from Beis Hashem. If the Ramban says, when he speaks about Lasid Lavoi, so the Ramban says that a person's natural desire will be to tov. It's not going to be a mechanical world where we'll be robots doing good, because then that's not a tikkun of the Bria. The Bria are not robots. The Bria are people with rutzen and drive. That's etzem chius. It's only when the Lasid Lavo is that the nachal, the mayan, against Hashem, will be coming from a much deeper source. So, the Torah is giving us an incredible picture of understanding ourselves. It's now the end of Shavim Tat, as man when people usually deal with Kedusha, we tend to think of a person's drives as being only bad. And a person who has very strong drives, he just sees a minus. But the truth is, the person who has strong drives, if and when he's able to push that ava into a different world, then his ability to be engrossed in learning will be incredibly different, because he's a person who has a very strong koach haratzon. It's just like people are very determined. So when they're against you, it's really bad news. But when they're for you, there's no limit to being determined. The koach of rotzen and tshuka is the atzmis of a person. It's the beis hashitim of a person. For us, in most cases, beis hashitim, the shtus, means mindless. And that's bad. A person needs to start by imposing his mind on directing very strongly where he is, what's the expression of his taivus and ritzonus and so on. But once a person has firmly put it there, what determines his dveikus and his ruchnius is the strength of that beis hashitim. The pnimius of the Aron is the atzi shittim of a person. And just as a person needs to work on creating the shmira of the zav around it, the person needs to create the tshuka. The cheshek and the tshuka, the seiris, are that's in pnimius. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeiche, if we do what's right, we'll be zeiche to the day when a mayan comes out to Be'ez Hashem and it's mashka the Be'ez Hashitim in a person, and the person's atzmius and ritzonis and koyach hakiyus will all become totally engrossed in and obsessed with and davuk in Tayyar HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You got it?